Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump, speaking at the Value Voters Summit in Washington today, responded to criticism from evangelical leaders concerned about the Turkish offensive in northern Syria targeting Kurds, U.S. allies, in the fight against ISIS. Trump says he's made it clear to Turkey that if they don't meet their commitments, including the protection of religious minorities and also watching over ISIS prisoners that the U.S. captured, the U.S. will impose a very swift and strong and severe economic sanction. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris, campaigning in Iowa, says President Trump is betraying American allies by moving U.S. troops in Syria out of the way of the Turkish incursion. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters has more.
Turkey launched airstrikes against allied Kurdish fighters in northern Syria last week. It was just days after President Trump said he would remove U.S. troops from the immediate area. Speaking to reporters after a campaign event in Iowa, Senator Kamala Harris says President Trump doesn't understand his role as president.
This is yet again another display of Donald Trump's unilateral actions based on unknown motivations, but clearly not being motivated by America's national security and our interest in terms of maintaining our security through the relationships that we have around the globe.
Trump justified his decision by saying it was time to end U.S. involvement in what he calls endless wars. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
Meanwhile, Turkey says its military didn't target U.S. forces in northern Syria. NPR's Peter Kenyon says the country's defense ministry claims it was returning fire from Kurdish militants.
In a statement, the defense ministry says Turkish forces came under attack by Syrian Kurdish militants and returned fire to a position about 1,000 yards from an American outpost. A U.S. official was skeptical, telling NPR, quote, "We know they shot at us." He called it a shot across the bow. Turkey is attacking Kurdish militants who joined the U.S. in fighting ISIS.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. In Southern California, most evacuations are being lifted in L.A.'s San Fernando Valley, but dangerous conditions remain after the Saddle Ridge fire burned some 7,500 acres. Robert Kirova from member station KPCC has more.
Marilyn Sekar has lived in Los Angeles' Granada Hills neighborhood for more than 30 years. As fire crews from as far away as Northern California came to relieve local firefighters who had been on her block round the clock, helicopters could be seen overhead carrying payloads of water to be dropped on fires just over the hill. Sekar says the houses in the area should probably never have been built, but she still sticks it out as flames reach the hillsides around her home year after year.
We've been through four since '86, and each one has been bad. But this one was by far the worst. And no one ever lost their house on our street.
Until now, that is. The house at the end of Sekar's cul-de-sac was still smoldering Saturday afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Robert Garova.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. California has become the first state in the country to enact a ban on the sale of fur clothing. Jeremy Siegel of member station KQED reports the state's governor signed that measure into law today.
The legislation will not go into effect until 2023, but once it does, the production and sale of new fur products will be prohibited in California. There are a number of exemptions, including used products and fur used for religious or tribal purposes. The ban also allows for the continued sale of leather, cowhides, deer, sheep, and goat skin, and anything preserved through taxidermy. Animal rights groups are hailing the law as a major victory. Critics have said it could create a black market for fur and could be a slippery slope to bans on other products. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Siegel in San Francisco.
The strike by nearly 50,000 United Auto Workers against General Motors continues. Union leaders say they're awaiting a response from the automaker to a counterproposal submitted on Friday. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus says if GM accepts this offer, they'll have a tentative agreement. Workers have been out on strike for nearly a month. The union's executive board voted today to move up a 10% increase to striking members' pay by more than 2 months. It now takes effect tomorrow. Striking members have been living off $250 a month from the union's strike fund. The union also voted to allow members to take part-time jobs and to continue to receive strike pay as long as they perform their picket line duty. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.